It ain't my fault, so don't blame me. I swear I just came here to unwind and have one drink. The way it looks ain't what you think. This Cabernet has a way of vanishing on me. There's a hole. That bottle's full. I won't cry about love gone wrong, 'cause tears would water down this ruby red I'm sipping on. There's a
familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Trump administration continues to maintain that it acted properly in deporting suspected Venezuelan gang members, even after federal judge James Boasberg ordered the deportation flights turned around. ABC's Christian Cordero says the judge has scheduled a hearing for today.
The administration argues it deported the alleged gang members under the Wartime Alien Enemies Act, claiming the planes were already in international waters when Boasberg made his ruling.
Russian state media says the U.S. and Russia have begun another round of talks in Saudi Arabia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The U.S. spoke with Ukrainian representatives Sunday, but Russia had previously rejected the proposed 30-day ceasefire. Two tornadoes reported overnight in Mississippi, one outside of Rolling Fork, and today's 2 years since that community was devastated by a deadly EF4. And four people now arrested in connection with the Friday night shooting in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left three teenagers dead. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were mixed. April down 3 to 1690, May up 2 to 1720, June down 5 to 1722, July up 1 at 1786. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were lower. Barrels down 1.5 to 155. 40-pound blocks down 1.75 to 160 and a quarter. 6 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3/4 to 230 and a quarter. 15 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 114.5. 9 trades on the day. Dry whey up 2 to 50 even, 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly lower on the day. Now, the weakness was really technical, not any fundamental rhyme or reason. Rather, traders decided to take some profits after a big week of gains. Hog markets, meanwhile, were mostly higher on the day as some strength in some of the cash markets and pork cutout values supported the hog market. April live cattle down $1.52 to $206.95. March feeder cattle down $1.87 to $286.47, and April hogs up 57 cents to $86.12. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly lower on the day as there was little fresh news to help move the markets higher. Again, that South American harvest continues to put fresh bushels onto the export market, and that pressured beans. Wheat markets, though, are mostly higher. There was a sharp rebound in the dollar, and that helped to support the markets. Also, normal to slightly above normal temperatures and less moisture in the plains, helping to support the market. New crop corn down 2 to 451. New crop beans down 2.5 to 1007.75. May wheat up 1 to 588.25. Minneapolis wheat May up 0.25 to 605. Let's check off national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 406, April 409, May 412, and new crop at 391. Cash beans 920, April 925, May 930, new crop 918. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 426.5, April 426.5, May 430.25, new crop at 401. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 429, April 429, new crop 402. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 404, new crop 401, cash beans 924, new crop at 932. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 414, new crop 401, cash beans 920, new crop at 918. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 429, April 434, May 438, new crop 412, cash beans 966, April 970, May 972, new crop 949. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 4 even, April 404, new crop 394, cash beans at 925, new crop also at 925. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 189 to 215, Holstein fed cattle 167 to 186, market cows 111 to 138, bulls at 147 to 178, calves 500 to 1320, beef steers 190 to 400, Holstein steers 180 to 345. Sheep markets, market lambs 245 and down, light lambs 370 and down, ewes 145 and down, bucks 115 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, and bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying, just beautiful
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down as we make our way through the day today. We will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, it is going to be mostly clear, 29 tomorrow, partly cloudy with sprinkles and a high near 50. Does your bathroom need an update? Get what you've always wanted, $99 a month, interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want. Just wondering, is there life out there? She's always lived for tomorrow. She's never learned how to live for today. Oh, she's dying to try something foolish, do something crazy, or just scared away. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? There's a place in the sun that she's never been, where life is fair and time is a friend. Would she do it the same as she did back then? She looks out her window, she wonders again. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there?
Sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking, this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coat sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Shawna feeling up down to my toes. And we were swinging,
swinging.
Yes, we were swinging,
swinging.
Little Shawna, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging. Be swinging,
swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging,
swinging.
Now Charlotte, she's a darling, she's the apple of my eye. When I'm on a swing with her, it makes me almost high. Charlotte is my lover, and she has been since the spring. I just can't believe it started on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging,
swinging.
Just a swinging,
swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's that pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing. a swingin'.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Anderson and Swingin' here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. As we have temperatures in the 20s this morning. Looks like we could see some rain on Tuesday, but otherwise a pretty quiet week weather-wise. And we'll have our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with the chief financial officer from Alcivia. Had a chance to talk with him during the Alcivia's ribbon cutting ceremony and opening of the new grain terminal in Hager City. We'll have that coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Acre Act would benefit agriculture bankers, farmers, and ranchers. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's a lot of legislation on the books affecting agriculture every day. One you may not have heard of is the Acre Act, or Accessing Credit for Our Rural Economy Act. Ed Elfman, Senior Vice President of Agricultural and Rural Banking for the American Bankers Association, talks about what the Acre Act is and the effect it would have on the economy.
It's a tax bill. So in the context of agriculture, we always think farm bill, right? But in reality, there's a lot of taxes that affect agriculture. Acre Act being one of those pieces of legislation that would change the tax code. So to break it down, what it will do is it will change the tax code around agricultural farm real estate lending, rural housing, aquaculture, and fishery.
The legislation would help rural Americans battling high interest rates.
Essentially, what it does is it becomes a tax pass-through to lower interest rates for farmers and ranchers, rural homeowners, aquaculture folks, and all of that. So it's something we've been working on for a while at ABA. The concept's been around for about 30 years. But with tax reform coming up, we thought, what better time to start talking about potential tax changes to the banking industry that would help farmers and ranchers?
Well, it is a banking bill. Elfman talks about how it could help farmers and ranchers.
Interest rates are two things. It's a combination of risk and cost. Risk, make your payments on time, use a USDA guaranteed loan. That can lower your risk, right? On the cost side, we have to pay our employees, keep our businesses, our bank branches open, and pay taxes. So by removing the tax that we pay on farm real estate lending, we can lower interest rates for farmers and ranchers. Our analysis shows the rates will lower 50 to 150 basis points. So that's real money when you're paying 7% interest to get down to 5.5, especially in this type of environment we're in, economic environment we're in. So to us, it was a solution to come up with how do we lower costs. On the other side of the equation, Farm Credit System, some other folks have this in place already. So we're just trying to create the same level playing field for the banking industry as well, which ultimately helps farmers and ranchers.
The Acre Act does continue to move its way through Congress. It could even potentially be added to a proposed farm bill. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down as we make our way through the day. Today, we will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, it is going to be mostly clear, 29 tomorrow, partly cloudy with sprinkles and a high near 50. Does your bathroom need an update? Get what you've always wanted, $99 a month, interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon light. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Please don't worry, cause I'm all right. See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams come true. Well, I love you more than anything in the world. Love your baby girl. Black top, blue sky, big town full of little white lies. Well, everybody's your friend, you can never be sure. They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dream.
enough. You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hand, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring out of the blue clear sky.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait, Blue Clear Sky here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 20s, expecting 40s today. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. It appears corn ethanol may receive a second wind as President Trump and GOP lawmakers are pulling the plug on electric vehicles. President Trump and Hill Republicans are proposing ending EV tax credits and tailpipe emission rules that favor EVs, plus cutting charging station funding. Now, the ethanol had expected gas ethanol-powered vehicle sales to slow as EV sales picked up. But now, well, according to the Renewable Fuels Association's Troy Bridenkamp, he says the playing field's being reevaluated and re-leveled. He says without EV tax credits, favorable tailpipe rules, and more changes, that there could be canceled investments and factory shutdowns on the EV side, and that potentially could give ethanol a role in a best of both worlds technology, at least in light-duty vehicles. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. On Thursday, the USDA opened up the application process for ECAP funds as part of last year's $10 billion Emergency Commodity Assistance Program. It's a one-time payment, and I'll have the details when we come back. With farmers gearing up for the 2025 crop season, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Area Financial Manager, about the challenges he's hearing about from growers.
Well, it really depends where you're at, Mike. Up here in the Corn Belt, we talk about corn and soybeans. I think we're optimistic. We know we have to grow as many bushels as possible. We still need to raise a heck of a crop like we have been fortunate enough to do the last few years. There's optimism, but there's definitely concerns, and a lot of those uncontrollable concerns.
Are there any tools you can provide to growers to help manage some of these challenges?
Absolutely, Mike. What we're looking to do is provide certainty on the capital management strategy for our growers, offering low competitive interest rate programs that are at fixed interest rates to lock in for 2025, and also provide terms that allow them not to have to pay for it till after harvest, when hopefully cash flow is better for the growers, and to give our growers more flexibility throughout this growing season, but also certainty with partnering with Nutrien Ag Solutions, Nutrien Financial.
Jordan, where would you send them for more information?
I'd send them at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
One big piece of news last week for farmers was the opening of applications for the ECAP program. This one-time payment under the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program provides targeted financial relief based on acres planted or prevented from planting last growing season. The USDA also released specific payment rates for major crops. Corn growers will receive $42.91 per acre, soybean producers $29.76, wheat farmers will get $30 per acre, and rice growers will get just shy of $77. Officials note that acres reported as prevented plant also qualify for assistance, only at half the full rate for each specific crop. To speed up the distribution of funds, the USDA is mailing pre-filled applications directly to producers who filed acreage reports last year. Now, if you'd prefer not to wait for these documents to arrive in the mail, you can immediately apply online through the Farm Service Agency website or by contacting your local FSA office. Payments initially will be issued at 85% of the calculated rate to ensure total program distributions remain within the available funding. However, USDA officials have indicated that if funds remain after the first round of payments, farmers could receive an additional payment to bring them up to that full intended amount. Farmers now have until August 15, 2025 to submit their applications. To assist farmers in estimating your potential payments, USDA has an easy-to-use ECAP payment calculator on the FSA website. And again, those announced rates include nearly $43 per acre for corn, just under $30 per acre for soybeans, and about $30 per acre for wheat growers. Both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation celebrated the announcement, with NFU President Rob LaRue saying this economic support is, quote, essential, and Zippy Duval from the American Farm Bureau saying the funding is critical for helping farmers in this time of low commodity prices and high input costs. I'll have more details when we come back.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
With the application window now open for that $10 billion in ECAP funding, farmers are encouraged to act quickly. USDA says funds will be dispersed once applications are approved. For full details, you can consult your local FSA office or visit fsa.usda.gov. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5075. 800-890-5075. 800-890-5075. That's 800-890-5075. Paid for by Term Direct.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go.
hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy Sweet Home Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. Muddy water, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet Southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek. Kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week. With rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down-home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, open arms are waiting for you. Louisiana, yellow rose of San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, Old Man River whispers to me. Carry on, sweet Southern comfort, carry on. As I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. In Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy Sweet Home Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. Carry on, sweet Southern comfort. Carry on, sweet Southern comfort. Carry on.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation's Agriculture in the Classroom program has awarded $5,000 to educators in agricultural literacy programs. Grant dollars will support innovative core curricula initiatives that incorporate agriculture concepts while helping students meet academic standards and develop career readiness skills. Group schools and educators can all apply for up to $500 as part of the Agriculture in the Classrooms, Ag in All Classrooms grant program. Now, the next request for proposals will open in fall of 2025. The program is made possible by the Agriculture in the Classroom partners, including Compeer Financial, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. For more information on the program, just visit wisagclassroom.org. That's wisagclassroom.org. One of the top grain exchanges in Argentina dropped its forecast for the soybean crop by 1 million metric tons. The impact of a drought is becoming clearer on the 24-25 soybean crop. The Buenos Aires Exchange now predicts the crop's output to reach 48.6 million tons. That's down from its prediction of 49.6 million tons published a week earlier. Argentina is the world's largest exporter of soybean oil and meal. The lower output was due to a drought that reduced yields in the country's northeast region. High temperatures and the prolonged water deficit have caused heat and water stress in the northeast area, the exchange said in its report. The adverse conditions have impacted plant stands and the growth of reproductive structures, reducing yield potential by 22%. Writers also said approximately 10% of Argentina's total area sown with soybeans is in the northeast, totaling about 4.6 million acres. USDA has announced Bill Beam as the next administrator of the Farm Service Agency. Beam is a Pennsylvania farmer and president of Rural Investment to Protect Our Environment, or RIPE. The new administrator will work with USDA to provide leadership and manage conservation, commodity, disaster, and farm marketing programs. Beam is the owner and operator of Beam Farms Incorporated, a fourth-generation farmer raising corn, soy, wheat, hay, specialty crops, and beef in Elverson, Pennsylvania. He's also a champion for conservation and a no-till producer and served as the deputy administrator for farm programs at FSA from 2018 to 2021. He and his staff oversaw the implementation of the Farm Bill programs that helped farmers, ranchers, and forest stewards manage market risks, recover from disasters, and conserve and protect natural resources with the help of over 2,100 state and county FSA offices. He also helped oversee the implementation of the 2018 Farm Bill. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins hosted a stakeholder update to provide a progress report on USDA's five-pronged strategy to combat the avian flu and lower egg prices. Less than a month after the plan's rollout, USDA reports significant advancements across all five areas. Egg prices are falling, farmers are getting some relief, and we're seeing meaningful progress in the fight against avian flu, Rollins said. USDA is making targeted investments and driving innovation to keep the food supply strong and affordable, she said. Since February 26th, wholesale egg prices have dropped almost 50%. The New York wholesale egg price peaked at $8.53 a dozen before dropping to $4.08 as of March 19th. While seasonal Easter demand may cause some fluctuations, the downward trend underscores that the USDA approach is working. The five prongs of strategy include biosecurity measures, expediting repopulation relief, reducing regulatory burdens, investing in research, and exploring import-export adjustments. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down as we make our way through the day. Today, we will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, it is going to be mostly clear, 29 tomorrow, partly cloudy with sprinkles and a high near 50. Does your bathroom need an update? Get what you've always wanted, $99 a month, interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, a flight carrying near